let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In I.B. Emma by Charlotte Pritchard, a young girl is kidnapped and has no contact with the outside world. She was allowed to help her father selling brooms. One encounter, she meets a woman who sits and talks with her. And ever since that meeting, she starts having nightmares about the little girl that was taken from the lady she just met. One day, her mother has a slip of the tongue that makes Clara start questioning whether she is the young girl the lady is searching for. She makes it her quest to find out the truth. Charlotte Pritchard was born and raised in South Dakota, lives in a small town with her husband. She remembers writing poems and short stories when she was in school. She loves to travel, enjoys reading, knitting, sewing, drawing, and genealogy. And Charlotte Pritchard, author of I.B. Emma, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
It's nice to see you and nice to be on the air.
Thank you. It's nice to have you here to talk about this book, I.B. Emma. Where did the inspiration from this book come from? I love the story. You can't put it down once you start reading the book. You want to see what happens next. Where did this idea come from?
It just came out of thin air. Usually I hear of a phrase or something that starts me thinking. And there was evidently, I think that this one gentleman was talking about a kidnapping. And that just sparked my mind to start writing.
And the story is so well done. I.B. Emma by Charlotte Pritchard, our guest on the program. Her website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. And you can link onto our website, pageturner.us, a great place to buy the book as well. Let's talk about family surnames that you use in the book. How did you use any of your family surnames, any of those used?
Yes, I have used them. I guess in a way I'm kind of leaving behind my heritage.
Yes.
So I do use surnames. Otherwise, I love making up the names, you know, something really different. And then I'll tag that on to the character.
When you're writing, do you use historical figures, events in your book? Do you use those?
I do use some events that have really taken place. They are real, but I don't dwell on them. I just mention it, you know, for the people that are talking, like in their family home or something like that. They just come up in conversation, but I don't dwell on the history of the event.
Yes. Our guest on the program is Charlotte Pritchard. She is the author of the new book, I Am I.B. Emma, I.B. Emma. The book available wherever books are sold. Send you to pageturner.us. Her website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. And, of course, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Charlotte, how long does it take you to write your books? And I'll ask specifically about I.B. Emma. How long did it take you to write this book?
I would say a year and a half. Yeah, it takes me a while because what happens, I get a scenario in my mind and all of a sudden I'll think, no, that doesn't sound right or whatever. Then I'll go over another scenario. I mean, I constantly repeat what I'm thinking to make it sound, you know, real in the book.
When you start off, do you have like an outline? Do you know where you're going to go with the story, the characters developed, or does that sort of happen once you start telling the story, sort of seeing where the characters will take the story?
I usually go just by my instinct. I don't, I just write.
Well, yes. And that, I think, is the best way to do that. If you have this instinctive ability to be able to write, how long have you been writing? Where did this begin for you, this fascination with writing and being able to do it so well?
I started in grade school. One English class, the teacher asked us to write a poem. So I did. And she liked it. And I thought, well, I'll write another one. And it just kept going till now. And then, well, eventually it turned into stories, not poems.
Yes, and this book is so well written that we're talking about I.B. Emma by Charlotte Pritchard, Pritchard. Her website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. You'll find information on the book and be able to order it there. What's it like, to those childhood dreams where you enjoyed writing at that time, in particular poetry? Now you're a published author. What was it like when you picked up this book and you, I.B. Emma, that's the cover, that's your name on the front of the book. What's this been? Yeah. What's this experience been like for you?
This has been unreal. It's just unbelievable that this is happening to me, to a South Dakota girl of all things. But yeah, this has just been overwhelming. It's been surprising, and it's been enjoyable. I can't believe I'm at this point with my writing.
Well, it's an amazing story, what you've done and the story that you've been able to tell. And the book, again, is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to the publisher, pageturner.us. You'll find the book information on Charlotte's website, authorcharlottepritchard.com. Who are some of your favorite authors, some of the authors you grew up reading or enjoy reading now that may influence your writing?
Dauphine Demure.
Yes.
She's my favorite. I don't have a male author that I enjoy, but I like her.
Well, and that's so important to have someone like that, that can sort of, you enjoy reading and take inspiration from their writing. Charlotte Pritchard, yeah, with us on the program. The book is a suspenseful story that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's talk about the writing style as you're telling this story. As I say, it's hard to put the book down at the end of the night when we should get some sleep because we want to see what's going to happen, what unfolds next. Talk about writing and writing so that you keep us guessing as readers and keep that suspense there. How challenging is that?
It's hard. Sometimes I want to make a point about what is happening, you know, so that the people that are reading it will believe that that actually happened. I write and just write and write, and then I rewrite and rewrite again. But otherwise, I try to make it like if I were Clara or Emma, I would be like in her position. And then I would think like, what is she thinking now? Or what is she going to do now? Stuff like that. And then I expand it from there.
Well, let's talk about that. Clara is a young girl when she's sort of lives off on her own, allowed to go out with her dad as he's going through his business and meets this lady that starts things going in Clara's mind. Talk about that sort of gradual progression that Clara has to think maybe she's not Clara and maybe her parents really aren't her parents. Talk about how you evolve that in the story.
When the lady is looking at her, when Clara is sitting on the bench, you know, Clara's wondering what in the world are you looking at? But then when the lady approaches her, she said, would say like, I had a daughter that would be about your age and you have the same hair coloring, you know, something that would like connect the missing girl to Clara.
And she's able to do that. This progresses over the course of the story and the realization and how she handles that. Talk about that, being able to tell the story, finish the story, and it's a satisfactory conclusion with what she goes through. Did you have the ending in mind when you started the book, or did that again sort of happen as you were telling the story?
It just happens. Look at something and say, okay, I'll write about that. But it just comes. All of a sudden, there's a phrase that hits my mind, or there's an action that's being done that say, maybe I could use that in the book. You know, it's something like that. It just comes.
How difficult is it when you finish this story? You've got Clara, you've got Emma, you think like them, you are them as you're telling the story. How difficult is it to leave characters behind when you finish the book?
It's sometimes hard. I think about Clara, you know, like in the future, like if I would write about her in the future, I've thought about that. That way I would still continue having Clara in my mind.
And I was thinking of that as we were talking and was going to ask you the next question. Will there be a sequel? Are you going to maybe continue her story?
No, this is it with Clara. I'm going to leave as is. I've got other books that I have written, and I've got a story started, and that's taking me forever to do. But I just go with the flow.
Well, you know, that's the best way to do that. It's you're not forcing it. You're just, when you feel like writing, you write.
Right.
Is it difficult for you to maybe turn that off, that part of your mind? As you're writing the story, you're really into the story with Clara, Emma, and this realization that she's coming to. How difficult is it at the end of the day to stop thinking about that and get on with your life and sleep and whatever? Does it continue over into your life?
It continues.
Yeah.
It continues in my sleep, in my daily chores at home. I mean, it's just constant because I want to try to make it as real and as, I guess, not really painful for Clara, but just to know that she's going to be happy.
Yeah, I would think that would be difficult when you are that close to those characters that you have and the scenario that you have. Our guest is Charlotte Pritchard. Her website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. A video version of this is up on YouTube. You'll find it when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click videos, or just Google Charlotte Pritchard, IBM of videos, and the video will come up there as well. So we encourage you to watch the video and see Charlotte actually talking about the book that she has written. How far along are you with another book? Are you close to having another book published?
No. I have one book that is published with Paige Turner, and I do have another book there, but that hasn't been published as yet. And then the one that I'm working on now, that's going to take a while because it's more of a family dispute with abuse. So that's kind of hard to write about.
Yes. I would think that would be challenging as well. How difficult is that for a writer to get in the right frame of mind to deal with something like that, to write about it in a story?
Right. Well, I was abused, so I know what that's like.
How painful is that to look back on those times and to draw from those experiences?
In a way, it's almost soothing because I'm getting out, I guess, my frustration from what happened to me. I'm getting that taken care of and hopefully off my mind, because I do think about that every now and then. But it's almost like it's a healing process. Heals my mind and my body.
It's interesting. It's almost, like a self-healing prophecy, self-therapy, and at the same time helping you get through issues that are still in your mind and help other people that may be going through those now or just went through them like you did, trying to sort that out in their mind. Is that the sort of the benefit of writing, that you can be entertaining but also help people deal with very strong emotional and social issues as well?
Right. If this, the one that I'm working on now about the abuse, if that helps somebody, I'll be happy, because nobody needs to be in that situation.
What reaction do you get, have you gotten from family and friends in your writing and the published books and the success that you're having as a writer? What kind of response are you getting from people?
Oh, good job. Real good job. I'm interested. It sounds good. That type of thing.
Well, it's very encouraging in reading the reviews of people that literally all around the world who have been reading and enjoying the books by Charlotte. This in particular, I Be Emma by Charlotte Pritchard. The website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. And we've got a couple minutes here left in the program. You did poetry early on. Do you still do poetry, or are you just writing stories primarily now?
Stories, poetry. Every now and then, a poem will come out, but I haven't written them down. But right now, it's stories.
Well, you do an excellent job with that, and this book is doing very well. Reviews are excellent. The book is I Be Emma by Charlotte Pritchard. That's Pritchard. That's important because her website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. Book available, pageturner.us, all of the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Charlotte, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for taking the time to do the interview with us, the video with us as well. Congratulations on the success of this book. And when the next one's out there, let us know and we'll talk about that as well.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Charlotte Pritchard, our guest on the program. The author is I. B. Emma, or the book is I. B. Emma. You'll find the book at pageturner.us and go to Charlotte's website where you'll get information on the books that she has written and those that will be written in the future. That website is authorcharlottepritchard.com. And of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.